Governor Walker often holds choreographed bill signing events and welcomes photographs and television close-ups of him signing his name. But just before Easter weekend, Walker took action on about four dozen measures behind closed doors. Democrats say some of the measures curtailed women's access to workplace protections and types of health care. Today, following a bill signing in Milwaukee, Walker said the Democrats are playing politics.
There's a political agenda out there. It's pretty simple. I sign bills all the time. Some I sign in public, some I sign in mass and other places. And we pick out highlight ones of high interest like the bills today. And in other cases, people didn't race think about any other bills we signed in the Capitol in the last 2 weeks.
Walker says he's not leading a war on women, just trying to improve state law.
I think he's a truthiness issue.
That's Madison Democratic Representative Therese Berceau, who says Walker is following a national conservative playbook attacking reproductive rights, health care coverage, equal pay protections, and remedies for workplace discrimination. Berceau says the closed-door bill signings late last week were unfortunate.
If he feels it's right, and he's always talking about, you know, God is directing him, if God is directing him, then he should be proud. And he should have announced that he was signing these bills with great pride.
Berceau says Republicans like Walker will find out at the ballot box this year if their policies are out of step with voters. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.